My name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today, I am Lo, and today I'll be discussing the trailer for Knuckles, the new Knuckles series, coming out this Friday. Yeah, this trailer came out quite a long time ago, and we just haven't talked about it. But now that the series is coming out soon, I figured as well do this. I was originally with some other people, but they couldn't get here, so yeah, I'm doing this all by myself, sadly. But yeah, we're doing this, another trailer episode. Yay, first of all. So, yeah, not much to say other than that, Media Fae's back, everybody. Yeah, we're doing a lot more episodes. You're gonna see many more episodes coming out in the next few days, actually. So, yeah, but we're gonna keep with our little, two episode a day sort of thing. So, yeah, without further ado, let's begin with this. First of all, the thing I want to talk about is the CGI. No speculation just yet. The CGI. There are some shots in the trailer that look pretty good. The series is dealing with somebody, a character that is 100% portrayed by CGI. Sure, they got Idris Elba back, which is amazing for them to actually do that. But we are dealing with somebody that is very much only being portrayed by CGI. Yeah, it's pretty cool, and there are some shots that he looks good in, but there are some shots that he just kinda doesn't look like, and things don't look good. Things just kinda don't look good in this little trailer. I hope that was just the fact that I hope that's just the. All I hope is that it's just the, this early footage, and maybe not, that's not indicative of the show proper, but that might, it might be. I don't know. We got this trailer quite a bit ago. So, yeah, just that. But yeah, aside from that, some of the shots look good. Is there anything else? I don't know. Next up, we are actually going to the speculation a little. This episode might be a little bit shorter. I honestly didn't write much. I will be talking about something else at the end, but yeah. So this series, we do see that there are people that worked with Eggman. And I just kind of wanted to know if this would explain how Eggman or Robotnik comes back in Sonic 3. We know it's basically confirmed that Jim Carrey is going to return as Dr. Eggman, as Dr. Robotnik in this movie. It's pretty much confirmed. And we have to explain how this guy comes back, and maybe these characters that maybe these villains that worked for Dr. Eggman, but aren't, and they have his technology and all that. Maybe that will explain how he's still alive, but I don't know. But yeah. And this is kind of stupid. I did put this here because this was kind of for the trailer at that point, but we didn't. So I asked if this meant that the Knuckles wouldn't. I put that down in notes that if this meant that Knuckles wouldn't be in Sonic 3, but it seems like he will be. Like at least Idris Elba is like pretty much set to be in this movie, and the fact that the show takes place between Sonic 2 and Sonic 3, so. Yeah. I was like, this guy, if maybe these events coincide, but apparently they don't. They don't coincide. They are, the series is set between Sonic 2 and 3. We will know that Knuckles will probably appear in Sonic 3. Like, almost confirmed at this point. But yeah. Kind of stupid for me to put that in there, but now we've got much more news. A lot more, just more news in the way of, like, actually learning about this series, and we now know that it takes place between. I mean, that was kind of implied during, like, that was kind of said during everything, so. Yeah, and kind of talking about that, will this tie into Sonic 3 in any way? To be honest, now that I've actually rewatched the trailer, I don't think it will. I don't think we will see anything that really ties into any other characters, like any other things in Sonic 3, because Sonic 3 seems to be a lot more focused on the main plot of Shadow. So I don't see a whole lot of characters, a whole lot of things could carry on, especially seeing as how this series seems to be about not only Knuckles being, I guess, tracked down by, I mean, that could tie into it. I truly do hope that it's not too important, like nothing is too important, maybe like, oh yeah, Dr. Eggman, he's back, and like, we know about that, but... Like, I don't know. I guess it could be explained in this series, but they don't have to make it something like they can't be explained in Sonic 3, for example. Maybe we get actually the flashback of seeing how Eggman returned. I don't know, just like anything, really. But maybe we'll see some characters from this series show up in Sonic 3. Maybe not. I don't know. And kind of speaking, yeah. Thing is, like, what I was going to, like, Sonic 3 is much more focused on the whole plot of the show and like, the shadow. And this show seems to be much more about, like Knuckles trying to fit in. And kind of being more, I guess, I guess more just in the way I guess just more comedy, like not anything actually plot related, like just more comedy-esque stuff. Instead of anything, like, we see the character, Wade Whipple, which I'm pretty sure was in Sonic 1, and he shows up here, and he is the sidekick in this, and Knuckles is trying to train him or whatever, and they're trying to get to him or whatever. I don't know, just, it seems a lot more, comedy-oriented than what Sonic 3 is going to be, because Sonic 3 is going to be based on Sonic Adventure 2, which is a game that has one of the darkest sort of backstories for a character in the way of Shadow. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they adapt Sonic 3 if we're only going to be getting like the Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles and Shadow, or maybe we'll see the other characters like Rogue or Rouge, it's Rouge, or like Rouge or something. I don't know. That would be... I would not want to be in the theater full of Sonic fans when a live-action Rouge appears. And I guess Big the Cat can show up, but that's kind of like very niche. I guess Rouge could be the only one that shows up additionally, but I really don't know. And yeah, if you want to really put it in speculation, I'm pretty sure Sonic 4 will be focusing on, we'll be kind of adapting Sonic 06. Not in the way that it's actually in there, but I guess much more trying to get into like the silver tower, like trying to introduce silver. But yeah. Or maybe we won't get a Sonic 4 immediately, and we get a Shadow movie. Who knows? We've live action Black Doom, and that would be great. I'd love to see Black Doom. But yeah, and also just kind of speaking about this, I also put here that we would see any new Sonic characters in the series. We do, actually, in the trailer, we do see the character Pachacamac, which is an echidna, which we actually saw in Sonic 1, kind of, is sort of confirmed by the director. But this character is part of the Echidna tribe. I think we did see him in Sonic Adventure 2, or one of the Adventure. I think it was Sonic Adventure 2. And he's important, I guess, and we're gonna see him here, so that might be one of the things that ties into Sonic 3, but we don't know yet if it will be not 100%, but very, I guess, like adapting somewhat, like mostly adapting everything of Sonic Adventure 1, Sonic Adventure 2. And something I've seen about this series is that people think that this might be a very loose adaptation of Sonic Adventure 1, just so they can sort of skip over to 2 immediately. Now, I just to sort of say for Sonic 3, I think Sonic 3 would be a combination of Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. I think that we will see it's mostly going to be Sonic Adventure 2, but I'm pretty sure the main villain at the end will be Chaos. Like, there's no way it is not Chaos. They can rewrite it so Chaos shows up afterwards. I mean, Chaos is like I know that the ultimate, like, Shadow and like the Bio Lizard are based on Chaos, so it could be like Chaos is awakened and we see the Bio Lizard early in the movie. That could absolutely happen. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of things coming up for this series. Speaking of this series, Paramount Plus is still not available in the region that I am in, so it might take a while for me to actually review the series, because I just can't watch it. I have not watched Halo. I have not done Halo. Can't really do that because Halo wrapped up like a month ago, but I've not watched Halo because Halo just isn't available here. And I now have a way to watch the Halo series, but I will not say what that sort of stuff is. Yeah, it wrapped up a month ago. I don't even know what the hell it's about, but it wrapped up a month ago. I'm gonna have to rewatch. Sadly, I'm gonna have to rewatch the entirety of season 1 first. I will review at some point. I will review Halo season 2. That will happen. But yeah, so this review might not be out the week it's done or whatever. But for Knuckles, it might take a bit, but hopefully before Sonic 3. So yeah, pretty short episode, to be honest. I don't have much to say. You can find all our socials in our channel section if you're watching this on, if you're listening to this on Spotify. Just go to the YouTube channel at The Entertainment for all those links. For me, Mercury, it's at MercurySC on YouTube, Wattpad, fanfiction.net, and AO3. At MercurySCheese on Twitter, and MercurySCheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.